Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these lapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? It was a question Beth thought about often. Not legitimately, but it was a fun thought experiment. What would happen? Nothing. But an immovable object would just be the object, right? In that case, would it count if the Earth moved underneath the object? Or does everything the object touch also become unmovable? An unstoppable force must generate from somewhere. So did the force come out of an unstoppable cannon? Even if it did, it would depend on how far the force would have to travel, because if it's far enough, that the air and the gravity would have to slow it down at some point. Now, if the object and the force were in space, that would be a different story. Then that would be the most accurate depiction of what might happen, which again, would be nothing. But Beth didn't know that. No one really does. Maybe it would create a black hole bigger than the Milky Way and suck everyone into it. Or maybe it would create a new dimension. And maybe there would be aliens. Or something else. Something beyond anyone's comprehension. Something better, or worse. A bright blue black hole twinkled in Beth's daydream when her cardigan was pulled slightly. She shook out of it. Looking down, she saw the small face of her youngest son. His bright green eyes were wide open, and his mouth gawked at her.
"Mommy," he said, "don't go off the trail. We're almost there."
Beth realigned her feet with the gravel and followed the other 100 or so families trekking their way up the mountain. The dark house at the top of the slope was visible now, Gothic in its exterior. It stuck out not because of the color or design, but how exquisite shape it was kept in. No paint chipped, not one bit of rust. It looked like it was built yesterday. Beth looked back down at her son.
"Thank you, hon. We're almost there. Almost out of the rain."
It wasn't raining that bad, but she didn't know what else to say. Beth was embarrassed showing weakness in front of her son. But what parent doesn't falter, especially in a world like this? At the top of the hill, all the families gathered in front of a black iron fence, a W in the center. As the rest of the group caught up, it became increasingly difficult to move around. Beth reached out for her son.
"Mac, stay with me."
She found her son's hand and squeezed it, as if the slightest movement would whisk him away. As the group got tighter, Beth could see a small figure walking up to the fence, a long black dress with a bird on the shoulder. Her hair was up in a messy bun, and on top of her head was a black, wide, floppy hat. In her hand was a small remote, and in the other was her purse. Beth could feel her face begin to kiss the metal as more and more people pushed their way up the hill. Beth still held her son's hand firm. She tried to pull Mac into her own body to shield him, but something was preventing him from getting closer to her. The woman finally made her way up to the gate and looked into the crowd. The dirty, the poor. And then smiled.
Welcome all to my estate. It is lovely to have you all here. So glad you could make it.
The woman's eyes were green with a slight tint of gold.
My name is Wendy Wisconsin, and I'm here to formally welcome you all to the Ball of the Rotting Rose, where one of you will earn a chance to work for me.
Wendy lifted the remote.
A few rules before we begin. No screaming, no crying, no begging. And most importantly, no fighting. We are all kindred spirits in this world, and we must treat each other with dignity and respect.
Beth could feel the pressure slowly subside as the crowd got into shape.
Miss Wisconsin lifts the remote, and the gate slowly shutters open.
The hesitancy was palpable as the crowd slowly shuffled forward. The house was just as grand on the inside as it was on the outside. Red ruby satin curtains, plush, soft carpets, and rose gold inlaid flowers on the walls. Beth could feel her jaw slowly dropping. Feeling the weight of the situation and opportunity made her nauseous. She slowly looked down at her son, who seemed surprisingly unfazed.
Mom, I'm cold.
Beth took off her small scarf and wrapped it around her son's neck.
This place is pretty nice,
Beth quietly whispered.
Mom, I'm cold.
Beth took off her small scarf and wrapped it around her son's neck.
This place is pretty nice,
Beth quietly whispered.
But it doesn't have Teddy or Daddy,
Mac replied.
Beth looked with slight shock.
She wasn't going to argue why this was a better place to live than her old home, but she still understood his point. This wasn't home. Miss Wisconsin began giving everyone different tasks to do around the house. Everyone was straight-backed and accepted each task with desperate admiration. When it was Beth's turn, she could feel her heart beginning to race and her palms beginning to sweat. The green eyes were calming but judgmental as Miss Wisconsin raised her hand.
Good evening, Miss Beth. And Miss Beth, who could this be?
Before Beth could respond, Mac was on it.
My name is Macaroni!
Beth quickly shushed her son.
No. It's just Mac.
Wendy gave the boy a slight smile.
Do you like cheese, my boy? Your name is Macaroni. You must love cheese.
Mac nodded aggressively.
Well then, I know just the place for you two.
Wendy gave Beth a discomforting frown, then gave her a small envelope. As Beth ripped open the envelope, dread began to set in. Clean the cellar. Beth could feel her stomach, as she knew this was going to be a long day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales of Prowess. If you enjoyed, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Find This Podcast. This episode was written and narrated by Philip Jones, and the score was composed by Abigail Hines. If you would like to support us even further, there is a link in this description that will bring you to a page where you can support us. We very much appreciate it. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tales of Prowess. We will see you next week.